livelihood is very realistic, particularly if the individual has a family, especially young children, to support through his or her job. There is, in fact, a dimension to work that is noble. The problem is, however, when the motivation to make money becomes an end in itself. When this happens, we lose sight of the very purpose of making money, which is to provide ourselves with the means to accomplish something. Money by itself is only a piece of paper. It is the value that we as a society agree to give to it that makes it valuable. The paper itself is worth very little. Its real worth is the cost of the paper it is printed on. It may sound silly, but I think it is important sometimes to be reminded of this simple fact. The trouble with pursuing money just for the sake of money is that this makes us a victim of greed, never-ending greed. Then we are never satisfied. We become slaves of money. I have some friends. I think I have told you about some of them in the past who run here and there, travel all over the world in quest of more and more money. So sometimes I tease them, calling them slaves of money. But they never stop to think about why they are doing this, other than to make more money. Now, if such a pursuit did succeed in giving them the happiness and sense of fulfillment they seek in life, then I suppose there would be some justification for this. This, however, is not the case. In fact, the real problem is that they are never content with anything. Unless you become one of the few richest people in the world, which in any case is extremely unlikely, there is always going to be someone who has much more money than you. And when you obtain something, then you want something else. If you make a million, you want 10 million. And when you have 10, you want 100 million. So unless we learn to say, "That's enough for me," we can never be truly contented. This is like a game where the goalpost is constantly being shifted so that you never have a chance to win.
That may be true. But some people pursue money not for the money itself or even the things it can buy, but for the power it gives. Their motivation is power. The Dalai Lama shook his head.
I believe that genuine power results from the respect that people give you. Real power has to do with one's ability to influence the hearts and minds of others. Mahatma Gandhi had true power, for example, but it was not based on how much money he had. Power based on one's wealth is artificial, only on the surface, and is not lasting. They are respecting your money, not you. So if you lose your money, the power and respect vanishes. It's like the power based on someone holding a gun. As soon as they put down the gun, there is no respect or power given to the person.
Pressing my argument a bit further, I said, if we are talking about various motives for making a lot of money, I think one of the motivations for people to make more money is this underlying belief that the richer they are, the more freedom they're going to have. They have freedom to travel where they want. They have freedom to do what they want. There's a sense of, if I become a billionaire, I'll have total freedom. I can go where I want, do what I want.
Freedom is a broad topic. And here we are speaking about it in a limited context. And in this limited context, yes, there is a degree of freedom. For example, freedom from the burdening worry about finding financial resources. Freedom from worrying about food, clothing, and shelter. So in that sense, there is an element of freedom. If an individual or family is really struggling and their main preoccupation is day-to-day survival, then there would be a tendency to believe that if their financial conditions improved, everything would be fine, because that's what they are mostly preoccupied with. So people need a certain amount of money. Money can be useful. It can buy food, medicine, provide opportunities, and even buy a place to live or a few vacations, okay. And if one has more than one needs, it can be used to help others. That is very good. And there is a reason money can make a difference. The foundation of what I consider to be basic human values is a sense of concern for others. If someone is economically deprived, desperately poor, then the practice of human values is difficult for them. It is sometimes hard to have consideration for others when you can barely survive. For example, it is important to protect the environment. But if someone is hungry, someone may cut down trees or do slate mining so that they can eat. They have to think about the immediate needs of the stomach before environmental concerns. But here we are talking